I will say that the players were not actively being told, don't go attack when you get a 3-on-2 break in the press. But I think the general sense was, we're going to play with the lead and play the clock to our advantage, and ended up backfiring. Against Cincinnati, I didn't get the sense that they were not attacking. They continued to attack. Old boy makes four threes. Like, in a very short span of time, he makes four threes. And all of a sudden, the game's down to 12. You turn the ball over live a couple times. They start cherry-picking. They're throwing presses at you. I had somebody on Twitter say, well, Brad got out-coached again. I'm like, no, he didn't. Wes Miller threw everything against the wall. They're just throwing mud against the wall. Something's going to stick in a game like that when you're not making shots.
Jason, Tario, Chad, we're going to get you both in this segment, I promise. When Justin Porter goes over the ball screen and he is defending a three-point shot 28 feet from the basket, and it goes in, that has nothing to do with coaching.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing. He is defending in a ball shooter's, in a shooter's face, at a place on the court that you would not normally defend. You would normally give a little bit of space there. The guy was making them anyway, and you defended it, and he made it anyway. It happens.
And Clemson won. They figured out a way. They figured out a way. By the way, Chad, you dropped. I have some numbers just for you, Chad. So call us back. It's based on, I think, the last phone call that we had in a conversation that we had recently. So call back and we'll discuss that. Jason in Columbia joins us next on the phone. What's up, Jason?
Clark, Ben, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas, Jason.
Mr. Milstead, is there any truth to the rumor that noted Brock Purdy hater Faxon called in sick after watching Brock Purdy impersonate Joe Montana last night on Monday Night Football?
Five touchdowns. Brock Purdy was sensational last night.
It was impossible to stop him. It was a helpless feeling as a Colts fan watching that garbage.
You know, please tell me that Walt is going to be on next.
He will be.
Noted Brock Purdy hater. Okay, well, that's good to know. No duck in the heat tonight or today, Walt. No, it was that was an amazing display, and honestly, it was an amazing display from Rivers as well. Who would have thought, and I know Ben's close to my age range, so he can remember. I don't know, Falk, who can think back to when it was a meme on TigerNet and Tiger Illustrated, hey, did you know that Philip Rivers is married with a child, when we were playing them at NC State? And we go from that to my man is crewed up with an entire box full of children that they kept. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, he has an entire box full of children and grandchildren.
He's got a grandchild.
Did you see the people that were like, every time they panned to Philip Rivers' box, more children appear? It was the growth over time.
I mean, he had more. He could have had more kids during the game.
Well, someone put
we're
out
talking
a great
gestation
set,
periods here on the program.
She's just up there spitting them out.
Well, check this out. Brock Purdy is 3 years older than Rivers' oldest child. He's 1.5 years younger than Philip's youngest child. And Philip Rivers' grandchild is 5 months older than Brock Purdy's child. So, I mean, it just the math there was crazy between those two. So, I mean, that was and you know, I will say this too, man. You know, for years people have slammed Purdy and said, well, he's got the Avengers around him. He doesn't have the Avengers around him now. I mean, I would wager that most casual NFL fans, now granted, he's got Kittle, and he's got CMC. But I would wager that most casual NFL fans could not name the 49ers starting wide receiver core that went out on the field last night. You know, I mean, he's not just throwing to Debo and Ayuk anymore. But anyway, it's amazing
they're even in line. I really did think. By the way, let me just say this. Louisville already scored. Ben can vouch for this. I put Louisville in the dock minus 11.5. They've already scored on Toledo, so we're Jeff Brohm's final game as Louisville's coach before he leaves to take the Michigan job. Going great. I did have the thought last night. So this is what happens for the first time in 9 years when every San Francisco 49er is healthy and out there. Because that's what it was. Like, think of all the injuries, just like the season-wrecking injuries to these individual players, McCaffrey and Kittle and all their injuries, and even Purdy, all the Jennings and these guys. And they just looked so well oiled that it was like, golly, this is what they wanted for the last 5 years when he put this team together.
Yeah. But Kwok, they were even missing Pearsall.
Pearsall didn't play last night. That's a great point.
I mean, he's got a good simpatico with Brock. So, but no, the playoffs look like they're setting up to be amazing, especially in the NFC. And obviously, man, I'm so happy about what's going on. I mean, I'm sorry your Colts lost, but it actually clinched a playoff berth for Trevor and Travis. So, I mean, being able to follow the Jaguars this season.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, but no. And look, man, I'm with you, Ben, as far as, man, yeah, there are ups and downs in the basketball, but to flip all of the players we had to flip this offseason and to come out of the non-con the way we did, look, I think with Foster going down that Clemson's probably going to be a bubble team, right? But I think what we did in the non-con, we have set ourselves up to be on the right side of that bubble, and with a strong ACC performance, just get a tournament berth, and that's really, you know, all I'm hoping for this season.
I agree with you, Jason. That's well said. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
And this ended up being one of the more difficult non-conference schedules. And I don't think they realized, you know, like you weren't expecting Georgia to be as good as they are, for example. You didn't know for sure if you were even playing them in the Charleston tournament. But, yeah, some of these teams have turned out to be – and if Georgetown wouldn't have turned back into a pumpkin, your non-con schedule would really – I mean, they're bad.
Georgetown, the big that had like 16 points against Clemson, I don't think he's played since.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that has directly coincided with them looking like a much worse team.
On Brock Purdy last night, he completed 73.5% of his passes last night, 5 touchdowns, an interception. He's a career 68% completion percentage guy. Now, he does throw a lot of high percentage passes, though. He's not a big push it down the field. But last night was the exception. Last night he actually did. And he was really good. I wasn't the biggest fan of his when he first came out, but he's kind of hard for me not to like now. And then when you're showing him buying cars for veterans and stuff,
oh,
like that's not even fair.
Melt your
you're
heart.
You're influencing me.
I was annoyed, impressed.
There's also a lot of guys who do nice stuff that are bad football players. So.
you like the good combo, don't you? Hey, you were talking about Clemson's non-conference. Clemson right now is 38 in the net. The Georgetown loss is a big part of that. They have one quad one win. They're 1-2 in quad one, 1-0 in quad two. The Georgetown loss is now a quad three loss. And as it stands right now, which I want to talk about again, Chad, if you can get back in, because I'm gonna say these numbers on the other side, whether you're in or not. Clemson has 5 current quad one games coming up in league play, and they have 8 quad twos. Those numbers are dramatically up from where they were last year in terms of potential for quality wins.
There's one other thing about the game Sunday that you probably weren't going to talk about on the air, but I want you to share.
We'll talk about it on the other side. I love when my arm gets twisted. It's good. This is fun. Stay with us. Hour 3 continues after this.
QC Kinetics, they're stepping up their mission to tackle joint pain head on, powered by the newest non-surgical procedure advances in the field. Now, this National Physicians Board they've got has added a new injectable compound. It's a remarkable healing compound that reduces inflammation, and it supports your body's ability to restore the damaged tissue. It's a powerful add-on to their protocols. No steroids, no narcotics, no surgery. You're going to love this. The results speak for themselves. In a major clinical study of this therapy, 74% of the people with severe knee pain experienced improvements within the first year. 74%. That's real life, real solutions. If you carried the pain too long for you, get in touch with QC Kinetics and have this breakthrough natural treatment help you get rid of that pain. QC Kinetics, Real Relief naturally. Call today, 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville. 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Looking for a smart, cost-saving upgrade for winter? Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, has a limited supply of select heat pumps that can qualify for federal tax credits and electric provider rebates, saving you thousands. These heat pump systems offer dependable performance with exceptional efficiency, advanced features, and innovative design. Act fast. Inventory is limited. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air or visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Engineered comfort solutions.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Merry Christmas.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Clemson Country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song,
all right, hour number three continues out of bounds. Ben, I went by Ingles. What day? Oh, it's Sunday after women's basketball. I went by Ingles. And I did what you said. The lines were a little longer in the where you got a cashier helping you. So instead, I went to the manager up there at the front for a gift card activation, and there were like four other people that had the same thought that I did. So it ended up being a bit of a line anyway. But it was a great process. And then at the end, I grabbed that very masculine peppermint mocha and walked my happy tail right out of that grocery store. It's a beautiful thing, man. Ingles is a great spot. Did I tell you I got a pumpkin pie from Ingles for a party last week?
Oh
yeah.
Oh.
Pumpkin pie, a little Cool Whip, like the extra spreadable Cool Whip. Oh, yeah. Sign me up for that. Ingles, low prices, love and savings.
I was speaking of Cool Whip. I was in Ingles the other day, and I saw a lady. I parked way out you know, might as well walk a little bit.
Sure.
And there's a lady putting groceries in the back of her SUV, and I see her pop the cap off of the Cool Whip and just squirt it straight in her mouth. And I open my door, and I was like, I saw that. Busted.
Whomst among us hasn't tried? Whomst among it? Not in a public place, but, you know, in the privacy of my own home. You betcha. Before we go to Tar Heel Chat, you set me up for this conspiracy theory of all conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Quok sends me some kind of coded text about a good basket and a bad basket in Bon Secours Wellness Arena Sunday. I'm like, oh, man. Are there black helicopters outside?
Yep.
But then I saw the data. What are we talking about
here? Okay, so this is one way to get from, you know, Brad Brownell said it, oh, it's basketball. You know, he even said in a press conference, it's basketball. Things happen. Teams going wrong. We talked about it. It is basketball. That's true. And I tweeted this the other day.
And before, if you weren't there, the Bon Secours is a long building, and they did not have, they only had like three rows of seats set up on the baselines. And then it was just like cavernous until you saw other people. And to the point, like, Buddy Johnson is warming up out there. He's running drills during the game to try to loosen up the hammy or whatever going on.
So my wife and my brother-in-law were statting the game, okay? My sister-in-law was there too. But, you know, it was a lot of family. So I'm getting texts from the game while I'm calling my game, the women's basketball game. Good win for the Tigers against North Florida and Little John. And so I get a lot of returns. My wife brings me a book home, a stat book. And I'll give her credit for this, okay? Because she's the one that said, look at the shot charts in the two halves, okay? Now, with the new stat program they've been running out for a number of years, it sort of makes you identify where on the court the shot was taken. So in the old stat programs, like when I was in school and statting these games, it wouldn't do that. But I am looking at these shot charts for Clemson and Cincinnati's first half, made baskets outside the paint, 3. Second half, Cincinnati made baskets outside the paint, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 9 baskets outside the paint. All right, Clemson first half made baskets outside the paint, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Keep
six,
in
seven.
Mind they flip the ends of the court.
8
here, people.
Second half, 4 made baskets outside the paint. So you're talking about a significant, I mean, that's like 12 to 16 points, depending on how many points those are worth. You're talking about a significant margin in points outside the paint, okay?
So there's a lot of reasons that you could have a good half, bad half. But one of those reasons could be that one end of that gym was a lot harder to shoot at than the other.
And
that is a possibility.
The team shooting at the bad basket was a combined 5 of 19 from 3 and averaged 24 points a half. That means 48 for the game, shooting on one end. The team that shot at the other end averaging 42.5 points a half, which is on pace for 85 in a game, and 15 of 26 from 3. 5 of 19 at one basket, 15 of 26 at the other basket. And if it were a basketball gym, you would just say, well, that's things that happen. But as you said, Ben, this is not a basketball gym. This is a multi-purpose gym where one basket had more room and a considerably more difficult sight line than the other end of the floor. It would explain why Clemson got up by a million points and then Cincinnati outscored them by a million points in the next half. Just a theory, and again, my wife brought it up, and you might say you're putting on the tinfoil hat, the old Alex Jones meme or whatever, but that is, in this particular instance, that is something to think about.
Texture said the same thing happens in high school playoffs in the Well every year.
Exactly. So, and you would think that they would try to mitigate it, but there is only so much you can do with the space that you have, with the floor that you have and the space that you have. So
it's not always the reason, but again, that actually might be a thing at Bon Secours.
Let's go to Tar Heel Chad on the phones. I got some numbers for Chad. Glad he got back in. What's up, Chad?
Ben, I know in the NCAA tournaments there, it's not near the problem. I think there's more people and more stuff in there, and that one end is pretty full with seats all the way back.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that probably makes sense, would be my guess. So did you say hello to Roy and Wanda while you were there?
I think I'm the only person in the building that did not. I could see them very well. He's talking about Roy Williams. I could see them very well. And, they were constantly bought. It was funny. One time the camera finally picked them up, and Roy nudges her and points. She was looking down at something. Look, she was looking at her phone. He nudges her and points up to the screen, and she looks up and rolls her eyes and just looks right back down to the screen.
Funny. It's awesome. From a hoops perspective, you're talking about Clemson or Ben was going to be in a good spot. I think most UNC fans that are realistic with a whole new team, basically outside of one person coming in this year, would have taken 12-1, considering, who you had to play in the non-conference: Michigan State, Ohio State, Kentucky, and Kansas. And I will tell you, Vesser and Caleb Wilson have been way better than advertised. I think by the time the end of the year, providing injury, Besser and Caleb Wilson both are playing like All-Americans. And I heard your boy T.O. say, you can make an argument, Wilson by the end of the year may be the best player in the country.
He's very good. DeBonsa is going to have a lot to say about that, but to me, particularly in the freshman class, there's not five better than Wilson in the country, and there's not two better than Wilson in the ACC from a freshman standpoint.
And then, Chad, you guys losing Seth Trimble for extended period of time, too.
That's right.
I think North Carolina's in really good shape right now.
Yeah, if the last two games he's been back, just by him being on the floor, the pace has picked up immensely. More turnovers, more fast break, more opportunities, and it's kind of opened up the inside. So I would, it's more traditional Roy Williams, the baseline. I think ultimately this team is probably going to go as far as a couple of those other guys, that are coming, Dixon, Powell, et cetera. Bogovats, but the baseline, those two guys, there's not many guys that can put Wilson Vesser on the floor in the country. There's probably a couple teams, UConn, a couple others. So I think it's pretty good, 12-1 start. We'll see what happens in the league. I didn't think this team had any chance to beat Louisville or Duke. I do think they can at least split with Duke potentially. I think, look, at the end of the day, I think this team's got a decent chance to be really good. So, I don't know. You guys have any thoughts on that? Vesser, any of that kind of junk?
I would agree. Let me, because I said I got some stats for you. Brian Ives had a tweet 2 days ago that it was actually towards midnight, so it may as well have been yesterday. And it directly impacts. Remember, you called a week or two ago and said, how many teams do you think are going to make the tournament in the ACC? We had that conversation.
Yep.
Last year to this year, non-conference ACC. Ben, did you see this tweet? I quote tweeted with some comments, but the difference is astounding in the ACC. Major conference against major conference opponents. Last year, the ACC went 16-50 in the non-conference. This year, 38-39. Significantly better. Against Q1 opponents, last year, 10-50. This year, 16-31. So with 13 fewer quad one games, they had 6 more quad one wins in the non-conference. Net top 75 teams, and again, those can change based on who comes up and down out of quad one, but that's just as of right now. The ACC had 6 top 75 teams in the net at the end of the non-conference last year. This year, they have 10. And if you just go by net ranking, I looked at bracketologist.com this morning. The ACC would have 9 teams in the ACC in the NCAA tournament just including based on AQs and net rating. So this is a much better team much better league in the middle than it was last year with a Clemson and NC State, those types of teams that are sort of buoying the middle of the conference, and then you have a Louisville, a Duke, a North Carolina sort of hanging out right there at the top.
Yeah, I think that's the key. I think the middle, and then having, I think the middle is really good. And then keep in mind, what we can do, like the Big 12 and the SEC, you can lose all your games and still get in because the league is so good, you know, and there's no more bad losses this year.
I agree with you, Chad. Hey, I hope you have a Merry Christmas, man. Appreciate you getting in. Great stuff from Chad. I mean, that is a significant, significant uptick from last year, where right now in the net, as of today, you have Duke at 3, North Carolina at 16, Louisville at 17, Virginia climbed all the way from 30 to 23 with their win last night. You have NC State at 31, Miami 35, SMU 36, Clemson 38, Cal at 65, and I still think Virginia Tech and Wake Forest are dangerous teams. Virginia Tech is at 62 and Wake Forest is at 67. And we've talked about Syracuse is more talented. They're sitting at 88. Stanford and Notre Dame are ahead of them. You know, the bottom of the league's not very good. Pitt, Florida State, Boston College, Georgia Tech, those are sort of the free wins in the league. This is a much stronger outlook for Clemson because their non-conference isn't having to carry all the weight. And because you're not spending the entire conference schedule just dodging landmines. The majority of your games are quad one or quad two. That means about a third of the time you're dodging landmines, but two-thirds of the time, Ben, Clemson is going to be trying to earn quality wins in the league. And if they lose some of these games, which you are in conference play, it's likely not going to kill you in any way, shape, or form as long as you win the majority of them.
Yeah, you can't. The landmine, you can't lose those like Boston College type. You can't lose the bad. You can't have the bad losses. But the strength of the ACC, most of these are going to be good enough to where you're not going to have as many of those opportunities to begin with.
That's right.
You know, I mean, like you lost to Louisville a couple of years ago. And it was, I think it was like a quad four.
It was quad four, yeah.
And they played like a quad one that day. But there's not going to be as many of those opportunities. But there's also some really good teams at the top right now, too. You don't play Virginia this year, and they're one of the surprise teams in the league, I would argue. Not really being talked about, but they're actually playing pretty good basketball.
You've got some teams, too, like at Notre Dame right now is a quad two. They're 81 in the net. They improved by 6 spots. That's a quad one game coming up in mid-January, for example.
Yeah, they're not going to because Burton. Tim Bray was telling me he's not supposed to be back till at least February 1st. He's sort of their team, and that's they lost to somebody bad over the weekend, Sunday.
It was Purdue Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
Lost by 3 on Sunday. So
yeah, but right, Burton's out till at least after the Clemson game.
Texture says Stanford's been surprisingly good. Yeah, I thought like losing Stojakovic, like a couple of the guys there, Maxime Reynaud not there. Stanford's going to take a step back. Stanford is right there. Like if you go win at Stanford, that's right on the borderline of a quad one win right now. So
and Clemson does do the Stanford Cal trip this year in February. So,
good luck, buddy. This hour brought to you in part by our friends at Collegiate Legacy Designs. We talked about it earlier in the show. I'm loving my Clemson ring plaque. It looks exactly like my old Clemson ring with the year and everything. It's just in plaque form. So now I get to decide where to put it in my office. It's a phenomenal piece. For an office, for a living room, for just a prominent space, something to be proud of. If you got a Clemson degree, you got a Citadel degree, you got a Texas A&M degree, you're proud of that thing, and so you can display this anywhere in your home or in your office to make sure that people see that pride. The Terrys do a great job. CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Quark, there was something on TV last night that is so down your alley that I cannot believe you haven't brought up, and I need to ask you about it after the break.
Who knows where we're going in our final segment after this?
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
The holidays are here, but pain shouldn't be part of the season. If joint pain, back pain, or a recent injury is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help you feel your best. Our MLS laser therapy is safe, drug-free, and proven to reduce pain and inflammation, so you can wrap gifts, travel, and enjoy time with family. Don't let pain steal your holiday spirit. Find relief today at OrthoLaser Spartanburg, and make this season feel bright again.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
When the holidays roll in, we start thinking about a few of our favorite Clemson Christmas things, like crisp new Nike sideline gear, warm orange hoodies, or little tiger ornaments for the tree, which make your fan roar. Find all of it at the Tiger Sports Shop. From exclusive Clemson Lululemon to must-have stocking stuffers, we have the perfect presents waiting in-store and online. Make this Christmas unforgettable. Shop the Tiger Sports Shop. Visit either Tiger Sports Shop location in Clemson or shop online 24/7 at tigersports.com.
Hey, don't be a Grinch.
Merry Christmas.
Your team might be 3-9, 6-6, 9-3, or 12-0 this season.
Oh yeah, our Christmas tree is all about our favorite sports team.
But it's still the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes,
we are your source for sports talk this holiday season. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Great jam.
One of the best right there.
Daigle just crushes this. Like, she lives in that high register on this song in a way that your voice is not supposed to be able to do that.
Songs like that this year, Quok, has helped me to try to focus more, less on presence and more on presence.
That's good. That's really good. I've been thinking about some... I've been thinking about some weird stuff, like just all the, like, the star in the manger. Like, I don't know. Like, every, you know, Hollis has got little books about, like, the little donkey, like the one little donkey on the way to Bethlehem, like they got picked or whatever. Like, you know, so you're thinking about the story from a different perspective. But like the light in the sky, like the star in the sky, where it's like the whole of Christmas is about the light of the world saying, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me your attention. And all of these other things are pulling our attention away. Like, I'm mad about the transfer portal, and the light of the world is saying, look at me. This is where you go. Like, the whole time, like, the shepherds are probably worried about their sheep, too. And he's like, no, this is where you need it. The wise men were worried, and Herod was worried, and the whole world knew where they needed to look and go. Everybody did. And so they stopped. The people that we know in the Christmas story, they stopped what they were doing, and they went where they were supposed to draw their attention. And for whatever reason, I haven't written that anywhere or posted anywhere, but that's where my brain is. That's where my heart is right now.
We talked about the manger Sunday, and I had some serious thoughts and then some not so serious thoughts. One thing that occurred to me with hearing preaching on the manger and is how accessible that was to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, which is absolutely what Jesus is all about. But then the other side of my brain quack kicked in and said, well, if Joseph would have called ahead and reserved a room, like I'm sure she told him to, then it would have been like, where's the Savior of the world? He's in room 1302. Here's your key card. You know, just wouldn't work out the same way.
We have I got to say this, man. We have a K-5 nativity at our church, and they did a K-5 nativity on Sunday, and the Joseph was just, like, tired. I heard later he wasn't feeling great, but, like, just, like, no expression. I was like, that's the most perfect. Realistic Joseph. The guy's gone to every hotel. They can't get a room anywhere. We'll live on the roof. We'll stay outside. No. And the guy's at his last place, and it's a barn. And yeah, Mary's probably giving him the business back there, you know? Like, if you had just gotten a reservation, we should have stopped at the front of town. We're all the way back here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is the best acting I've ever seen for Joseph, because that guy's at his wit's end when he gets to the manger. Knock, knock, knock. I mean, like, the guy's like, God, we got to knock on this again. They're going to turn us down. That's awesome. I love it so much, man. That's great. I hope, listen, I really do. I hope that you can take some time during the next few days to just gaze on what's important, to draw your attention to what's important, to your family, to your faith, to the Christ child, to whatever it is that is truly after your attention that needs it. Because there's a lot of stuff after your attention that doesn't need it.
That's right.
So that's great.
This is sort of a weird transition, but one thing that had my attention last night, in addition to the most important things that we're talking about right now, the ESPN, I believe they called it the Altcast.
Altcast, isn't it? Yeah.
It replaced the Manning, it filled in for the Manning cast, I should say. Folks, if ever there's something that's been made for the younger generation and William Quackenbush, it is this. And when I heard about this, I'm like, you're doing what? This is stupid. So, of course, I had to flip over to see this stupid thing. If you've ever played a video game, and I've certainly looked over my son's shoulders and watched, you'll see, okay, this is a player's name. As the imagine the offense moves into position, and the wide receiver Pittman is out there, and you've got a percentage chance, or you got data related to that player.
Who's getting the ball?
Yes,
like the percentage chance of the plays for him.
And then you get the offensive offense, like the clip I'm looking at. 11 personnel, ace gun near. And the defensive set, a 4-3-4 base over.
And it changes.
Yeah.
It changes when personnel shifts.
Yeah, so like the linebacker on the clip I was watching, the linebacker crept up a little bit, and it shows the blitz probability increase. It looked like a video game. It basically was a video game analytics laid over top of a real broadcast. Now you had like Luke Kuechly giving real time what he saw and what he thought was going to happen. And I couldn't watch this all the time. The other cool thing about it, it's the all 22, which I really like. I'm at so many live games. The all 22 is more what my mind is accustomed to. So I like seeing that. I like seeing the routes that are run even when they're not in the camera and, you know, everything that happens away from the play that you miss sometimes on TV. I was impressed by this.
It's awesome. Really
was. And I thought, you know, ESPN does a lot of things that I just scratch my head and go, what are you doing? But number one, this is attractive to the younger generation who loves to play the video game. And there's no doubt this was driven partly for that reason. But also for people like me who don't play video games, I really enjoyed seeing that data and trying to further understand what was going on. They're going to do this again this coming weekend, or this coming Monday, rather. Is Monday the Falcons game?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, they're going to do it again for that game. And then I believe it's going to be on the app after that. But, Quark, I think this is going to catch on.
I think so, too.
I mean, as an alternate, this is not going to replace what you're watching. But I would just, if it sounds foreign to you, and it is to a lot of us, give it a shot and just see what you think, because it kind of was a new perspective to the game for me.
I did not realize it was live. I saw the clip of Luke Kuechly, who basically called the interception, the pick six late in the game, and I thought it was people talking about it afterwards. Like, I didn't fully realize what I was watching, but it is truly something. Like, the way it responds to the player movement, and it gives you all of the probabilities and stuff. Like I say, it's overload for a first and 10 runoff left tackle. But if there are certain situations where you might need to know certain information, or at least understand why the defense does a certain thing, it helps you understand, wow, the offense really broke tendency on that. Like, what is the quarterback looking at? Like, you were talking about the all 22. To me, the worst way that we have to watch a game is actually the television angle that we get right now. You can do the SkyCast version that shows you everything. You can see everything the quarterback's looking at. You can see the whole defense. And then you have the all 22 where you can see every single player, what they're doing. And why we don't use either or both of those as our default quarterback view or our default football views is kind of mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, TV's probably gotten where they zoom in too much.
That's right.
And they could... And I think part of that started with, you know, before HDTV, you don't remember this probably.
Oh, no. Tell me, Grandpa.
Everything was kind of blurry, and you had to get – I mean, really, it was – you go back and watch standard definition now, it's like, what's wrong with my TV? But, you know, HD has got – so I think maybe that's my theory anyway, why everything was so close up, and we've just kind of stayed that way. But you miss a lot of the game. Sometimes, I mean, TV, you see what TV wants you to see.
I would say this Christmas season, you got some time off, take you tour at Empire Homes. EmpireHomesUpstate.com. This Sunrise by Empire Homes is a neighborhood right there in Pendleton, right down the road from Pendleton High School. It is a beautiful, beautiful neighborhood with tons of customization options. Like, you wouldn't believe the amount of detail you can go into. Or you can, like, move into a spec home. They've got some ready-made to move in right now and get some great rates. The rate buy-downs in this neighborhood are, I was like, I'm sorry, come again when they were telling me about this? Sunrise by Empire Homes, EmpireHomesUpstate.com.
Currently 7-3 Louisville. You know, Louisville's looking unfortunately, about what I was expecting. We talked earlier that Jeff Brohm may be a serious candidate for Michigan. Have you seen the Louisville fan base thinks they are rejecting that notion? And do you know why? Because Jeff Brohm, who is the head coach of Louisville, who is standing on the sideline right now, because he's wearing a red hat.
Really?
Yeah, that's their reason.
A red hat?
He's wearing a red hat, therefore he's not going to.
If he'd be wearing white, we'd be having a different, or black? We're having a different conversation? That's some copium right there, folks.
That's like saying, Dabo's going to do such and such because he's wearing an orange hat.
I think this is a great time of year to check with your loved ones, but like double check with your Louisville friend. If Brohm leaves, they have nothing. They better go to the Final Four in basketball, is all I got to say. They have nothing. They did beat the absolute crap out of Tennessee women's basketball on Saturday. I watched a good bit of that. They destroyed Tennessee. I did not see that coming. We've got great football this weekend. Coming up through the holiday, Penn State Clemson will be on with Tiger pregame show at 6 a.m. Yes, indeed. We'll not be on tomorrow or Thursday or Friday, but folks, game day is coming. 6 a.m. Or in Ramona time, it's a 5:30. Ramona looked at me and said, "We got a 5:30? And I had to remember, yes, that's when we all have to be here. 5:30 in the morning on Saturday. Will Vannevort will be live from the Big Apple. And Ashby Mixon has said she is more Cade Klubnik than Cam Ward. And she is in like Laura Flynn Boyle from the practice.